Today's date is February 13th, 2022. It's 9:44 a.m. The Super Bowl is today. Yay! Can't wait to see Mary J. I was just watching her on Power. I wanted to start with a positive note before I go there. I started writing my manuscript a while back about my illegal, unconstitutional surgery. I have the title, but, you know, with all the things that have been happening to me right up until this morning, ever since I started writing my manuscript, I was like, maybe I should change it to Hate in My Body, you know, like title, Hate in Your Body. I woke up this morning, sat down. I actually woke up, I made my bed, and then I sat down, and then I was instantly, digitally, violently stabbed at the top of my head. And it's because a person is accessing Allegheny Health Network's West Penn Hospital's illegal surgical implant in my body. Yesterday, I called the police at 3:08 p.m., because I was digitally raped and burned at the top of my head 2 days in a row. Yesterday, it was all day, and my head was burned. And the day before, my head was burned, and I was digitally raped. And I know it's a disempowerment campaign. I know that it's a person who is choosing to use the technology on my body in this format because they want me just to communicate the pain. I know, I understand. But the thing is, I never chose this. It was snuck in my body during a hysterectomy. And then when I filed complaints, I was ignored. And when I went to the doctors, they lied about my test results and wouldn't tell the truth about my implant. And then when I would file complaints with the police, they would just like not do anything. And so it's like survival of the fucking fittest. You put something in my body and you expected me to just die or kill myself or maybe hurt someone else so you can get the George Floyd autopsy and learn all you can about this science like I'm the 21st century Henrietta Lacks. That's how it feels, because I never asked for this technology. I never signed up for it. It was snuck in my body, and then I was forced to live with it. And I did learn how to live with it, but I also felt like I should advocate and fight for my civil and human rights as a U.S. citizen, knowing that someone was using it on me to hurt me. And then I figured out, okay, well, someone is hurting me, and you have to find a way to survive, even though they snuck it in your body, they're forcing you to live with it, and you have to figure out how to cope with the pain. I was pretty much trapped. So I learned a lot about pain and how to cope with it, and my book is about that. And it's a book of empowerment, not disempowerment. And I think someone is jealous of that, is that they wanted me to see the technology through their eyes. They're mad that I started to write about changing the narrative, that I took what they intended to be abusive, oppressive pain to try to make a woman docile and submissive. And to intimidate women, they are mad that I turned the tables. I did the bit flip. I changed the narrative on the technology that's what they were trying to use it for. That's what they still trying to use it for. That's why I'm getting hurt and I'm getting raped and I'm getting violated. And the bottom line is, no one has the right or the authority to try to remote control my body. And so let me go back to yesterday. I called the police at 3:08 because of me getting digitally raped and hurt. And I still left my home to take my son to work at Giant Eagle and take my daughter to work at Walmart. And I had plenty of gas. I get up to the Walmart. All of a sudden, my car stops in front of the Sam's Club gas. It stops like a few feet away from it where I wasn't, I would have to push it over there to get it. And I didn't understand because my car's a 2016. And even if my gas light was on, which it wasn't, it had plenty of gas. It would, and if the gas light was on and it wasn't, I would have still had plenty of miles to ride my car to get gas. So I felt that was a bit of sabotage. Obviously, I felt like that was a retaliation for me calling the cops about getting digitally raped and burned because I was silent. I was watching the Olympics and I was fully dressed while this was happening to me, and it was happening all day. And I literally feel like silence is not compliance, or I should say silence is not consent. So it's like it's in my body and someone is affecting my body and they just want me to be okay with it. And I'm like, I'm never going to be okay with it because I'm equal. You don't have authority over my body. You don't have the rights to my body. I never gave them over. And like, power in the eyes of the people that have done this to me is taken. And in my eyes, power is given. I haven't given it. I never volunteered for this and I'm not consenting. But I sure have learned a lot about this technology. And I don't see it through your eyes. And you don't like that my book reflects that. You don't like that I have a brain and I can think for myself and I don't have to see or process things the way that you intend to use it. It's just like with anything a person has, someone might use it a one way and another person might see and use, that's gestalt, you know. And my book talks a lot about gestalt. And I feel like someone wants me to only see it this way, and that's why they're hurting me and raping me. But the meanwhile, while my car, which had gas, the gas light wasn't on, suddenly it said it didn't have gas and my car stops in front of the Sam's Club gas tank thing, then somebody, I don't know, it could have been a man or a woman because I didn't see who was in the car, but it was a red pickup truck, they come and park right next to me with appliances. Now, where I parked it, there were no cars parked in that area because it's at the very end of the Walmart parking lot. And if the cameras will show, there was no other cars parked down there except me. And in my previous recordings, I've yelled out in my house and I've said a lot that, you know, they try to turn a black woman's pussy into an appliance, and me and my kids don't have state-of-the-art appliances in our house. As a matter of fact, we don't have hardly any appliances in our house. We live 300% below the poverty level, while my veins and my bloodstream and my body and my bones is filled with microwave technology. So it's like the priorities in this country is you want to be able to remote control a black woman's pussy, turn it into an appliance, but you don't want to make sure that the children and myself, you know, live humanely and civilly. So it's really, it's bad. And then my daughter was frustrated yesterday. You know, because she worked and she was tired and she sometimes has chest pains and she wanted to go. And I had to go into the Walmart and I had to buy a gas thing to fill up with gas so I could get it over to the Sam's Club gas filler. She was just so frustrated and upset. She had said, she was like, you know, mom, and it was her anger. You know, she said some things to me that I could go there and I'm not so sure if I should go there. But maybe I will go there. She said, mom, she said, if you didn't exist, then we wouldn't have to go through these things, like living without water. Me always complaining about my implant and someone hurting me. And so I was like, I knew that already. I mean, honestly, I felt like, I conclude that's how they feel. And I feel like someone's trying to break us and crunch us because they, for a science project. I literally feel like my body is being coveted. I feel like my body is being coveted. They picked me for a guinea pig science project. And instead of telling the truth and paying restitution for doing something to my body illegally, they're trying to physically batter me, financially crunch me, sabotage my my resources and deny me vital resources for their science project. And my kids are getting the brunt end of the stick. My son was in a car accident just the day before. That just can't be a coincidence. And either someone hit him or he hit them. I'm not really sure how it went down, which totaled my daughter's car. And then now all of a sudden, so I leave. So, okay, so I get the gas thing. I join Sam's Club. I get my gas. I go to Subway and, you know, get a hoagie. I go to Staples and I buy some things from Staples in my local neighborhood. And then as my daughter is still angry about just, I want to go home. And then I start to proceed home. And then all of a sudden my oil light comes on. And so then I had to turn around and I go to AutoZone and I buy two things of oil. I test the oil. I check to see how much oil's in there. And then I proceed home. And then, the oil light is still coming on. So that's like, my daughter's car is totaled. And now all of a sudden the next day something's wrong with my car. So, I mean, the writing is on the wall. I am being physically hurt. I feel like I'm being held hostage and I feel like I'm being held hostage in a non-obvious way, you know, like by cutting a person's resources, financial resources, by, using technology, energy in the human body to inflict pain, not to communicate ASL, Morse code, and all the other things that this technology does. I'm not just going to own the pain. I'm going to own all of it because you put it in my body in 2015 so you could learn about it. And you use my body and use the things that I learned about it to learn about it. And then you want to discredit me and take credit for it and beat me and batter me and burn my brain cells out because you never intended to empower anyone with this technology when you put it in someone's body. You didn't even know what it was when you put it in my body. I know that because I know how powerful this weapon is. I know what it can do. I know how it can empower the human body, not disempower it. Rapists and morons and idiots and dummies and people who want to be relevant and are power tripping would think of sneaking an implant in a person to use it to rape them. Like, and I didn't do that. You did that to me. So if you say that's me, I didn't ask for this. I didn't design and sneak and lie and deceive and put an implant in a woman and then use it on a woman that way. You did that to me. But yet, like when I had to call the police again in the evening because I was still being hurt. And I felt, I said to her, I said, why are me and my kids being hurt and punished for something that someone did to me? This science, this technology, this surgery is bigger than me and my kids, but we're the ones being hurt and we're the ones being punished. Like someone wants to teach us a lesson for me trying to survive and cope and learn and empower myself and not disempower myself because of the way my oppressors use the technology on my body. I'm not a volunteer. I'm coping and I've learned a lot, and I'm not going to like change the narrative. I'm just going to tell the whole narrative, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me God. I'm going to tell how you use it and how it can be used because I know. I'm going to say what you're doing and how I cope with it because I know. It's because it's in my book. It's in my manuscript. And you're trying to make a mockery of me. You're mocking me with the technology. You're using poverty to humiliate me and my kids. You're trying to, you know, like, oh, you think you're a bitch dragon? Okay, you know, or you think you're a dragon bitch, I should say. Whatever, however you want to work it, because I have said that I'm going to be a bitch and I'm going to glitch. I have said that too. So either way, I reversed it a little bit by accident. But, you know, I feel like someone's trying to make a mockery of my strength, and they're using the technology to hurt me in a very bad way, and they don't have to. And I literally feel like no one I could do what I want. I could go where I want. I'm a grown ass woman. I've been married, divorced. My kids are almost grown. My son is 19. My other daughter's 17, be 18. And I have one more other child, and they are almost out of school. And I literally feel like some of the people that I live around have a mentality where they feel like not all the people are like that. Just some of them. So I'm not doing a broad brush, but some people, they always trying to catch something or find something or hurt something, but they don't really try to help. And they want to be able to control and to judge and tell you what you should do with your pussy or what you should do with your body. And it's like, you don't have that right. Who gave you that right? Who entitled you to be able to look at my house and tell me how I should live when you're denying me vital resources? You're like deliberately trying to sabotage my environment so that you can find things to say about my environment that are not adequate. Like, number one, I should be a millionaire because of what Allegheny Health Network and West Penn Hospital did to me. We would have our water on. I would have nice appliances. Our house would look in great order because they would have, the doctors would have found the implant that would have gave me my proof. According to the attorneys, I have to have proof that I have this implant, right? That would have gave me my proof. And then I could have sued, right? And then when I sued, I would have had the money. And then I could do all the things that need to be done for the newsy-ass, non-helpful people to stop looking and passing judgment, trying to incriminate a person. My kids, my daughter woke up the other day. My kids keep stuff simple. They were like, Mom, you be going there too much. You be saying too much. My kids keep stuff simple. My daughter was like, I told her she had to get ready for school. She's like, I'm not going. And I said, why not? She says, because I don't have clean clothes. And I said, well, we can go to the laundromat, which is something that we do sometimes. But it's even when we go to the laundromat, the last time I went to the laundromat, all of a sudden my car wouldn't start when I was parked outside the laundromat. So this is what I'm saying. A lot of stuff happens slick. It's like slick. So the last time I went to the laundromat, or it was either the last time or the time before, I had my car wouldn't start. And my daughter had to bring she had to charge up the, battery box. She had to come to the laundromat so that I could charge my battery. And then I was able to leave. So it's like you try to make things difficult so that it intimidates us so that we don't do certain things. And then you use that as a way to way to create this situation that you can label as red flags. The red flag is you put something in my body that's unconstitutional and illegal, and you're allowing random men to remotely digirate my vaginal area, and you're trying to make it appear that it's okay to do that when it's not. It's evil and it's disgusting, and I'm not consenting. So you're using the technology to intimidate and to hurt and to harm. There's no way I should wake up, sit down, and then violently get stabbed in my head. So it's hate in my body, and whoever has access to this technology is hateful, and they want it to be relevant, and they want to be able to try to control and intimidate me as a woman. And that's just, I'm sorry, but I just know better. And I'm not intimidated. I'm just angered by the fact that this is allowed to happen to any U.S. citizen on U.S. soil. And for the length of time that this has happened, someone would say, well, bitch, why don't you just go to the doctors? Like, this is how people talk. Like, we're sick of hearing about this. Why don't you just go to the doctors? I have. And they're lying about my test results. Well, and then I go to the cops, and the cops are like, well, one cop in Pittsburgh was like, you need to go to an attorney. I have. And they tell me that I had to have proof that this thing is in my body. I did that. Then I call the cops I said to them, if a woman is raped, one time I called the cops and I told him I was digi-raped. And he told me, well, you had to call the precinct closer to where you had the surgery. So I said to him, I said, so if a woman lives in one town and she goes into another town and then she's raped and attacked and calls the police, will you tell her she gotta go to the precinct closest to where she lives, or will she call the precinct closest to where she was attacked? The bottom line is, actually, I live here in New Kensington and I was assaulted in New Kensington. I was digitally, remotely raped and violated and burned in New Kensington. So, you know, like, I will call if anyone else was attacked or raped or burned or assaulted, even though it wasn't remotely, they would call their local police station. And, you know, what do you want us to do? Well, I'm telling you that Allegheny Health Network, one of your most wealthiest, biggest networks in Western Pennsylvania, Dr. Frederick V. Price, and West Penn Hospital snuck an implant in my body, one that they thought that they could use crazy to cover up and get away with, because crazy is the new black. When you deem someone crazy, no one asks any questions. When something happens on the news, they'll say, well, based on this person's past mental history, or based on their history, that's why it happened. No questions asked. Case closed, that person was crazy. It's like a way to give cover. So they thought crazy would give cover. Except when I started my therapy and counseling as an adult, I started that when I was teaching in public school. And it was because my husband had hit me. He had to go to anger management, and we were going through a very a turbulent divorce, and out of his rage, he hit me in front of my kids, and it created a situation where I was going to start therapy, family counseling. So from the time that I was 18 all the way through, I just went to college, graduated from Drexel, graduated from Grand Canyon University with a 3.8 GPA from Grand Canyon University, got all my licenses, my Series 6, my Series 63, my insurance license, my real estate license. I was working. I was a productive citizen, and I was just living my life with my kids until I moved here and had what they said, lied to me, told me I need a hysterectomy and snuck an implant in my body, and then started using it to rape me and burn me, stab me, choke me, twist my ligaments. And then when I went to the hospital to say something, they lied, covered up what they did. When I went to the doctors, they lied, they covered up what they did. When I called attorneys, the attorneys told me I need proof that is in my body, you got to go back to the doctors. I go back to the doctors, they lie. And then I call the police, and I file police reports, and then the police tell me, well, you got to get an attorney to represent you, or I did all of those things, and I've been forced to live with the technology in my body. So to me, that's force. You forcing me to live with it. You won't tell the truth about it being in my body. You won't offer me any help or assistance when I seek help or assistance, one, by going to the doctors, two, by calling the police, three, by calling an attorney. So that, to me, you're forcing me to live with it in my body. And I think what you want to do is you want to use the same avenue that you use to sneak it in my body, to sneak it out of my body. You use a false diagnosis saying I needed a hysterectomy. The hysterectomy gave you cover to sneak the implant in my body. And then you want to be able to say I have cancer. If I have cancer, it's because you put microwave technology in my body. And before anyone cuts on me, before I get any treatments for anything, it has to be admitted that this technology is in my body. And I better be a millionaire. And me and my kids better not be living like this, or I'm going to die. I'm going to be like Vic from The Affair. Vic, who did, he was a doctor, and he refused treatment for cancer. And I don't want to refuse treatment for cancer, but they haven't said I had cancer, but I do have this huge lump growing on my shoulder that they told me was a lymphoma, and that started growing after my surgery. So, and I've gotten an ultrasound on that, and they're like, no, it's benign. It's non-cancerous. It's a lymphoma. Women get them all the time. My mom has some. So I felt like, okay, maybe I'm just getting older. But the bottom line is, I feel like I've been forced to live with it, and then I live with it and find strength, and then someone gets mad at my strength and my manuscript, and then they try to put me back. They try to put me back in my place and mock me with the technology by assaulting me and raping me and then depriving me and my kids of vital resources and trying to take away our civility, our humanity. The poverty makes you look ridiculous. The poverty makes you look ridiculous. If I find empowerment and then you hurt me so bad where you know, you get a response, then, you know, that's also mocking, you know, trying to show me up, you know, show me up. And I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't sneak this in my body. I just tried to cope with it and survive it because I was forced to, because you denied me the truth and restitution. You denied me medical care and assistance. You denied me defense. You used they had tried to charge me with wiretapping and intercept communications for recording the water department when they turned off my water after I paid them $2,200, you know, and I paid them all this money, and then they were overbilling me for sewage. They charged me $488 just for the sewage for 3 months. So they were overcharging me, yet I was still paying the bill. And I probably paid more than people in New Kensington had paid within 12 months. This is a moderate, middle income, low income area. And I feel like, you know, what I paid is a lot, and they was overbilling me. Even when I called their city offices, that's just not my opinion. I called the local New Kensington office and I talked to one of the secretaries down there, and I told her what I was billed for 3 months of sewage. And she was like, are you sure? Like, she wanted me to check and make sure that I was right. And I said, I'm sure, it's on the bill, I can see it. She said, that is a lot. This is a white woman. She said, that's a lot. And I feel like I said, it's not everybody, but it's the people that have something to do with my surgery and wanting to cover it up and trying to break me. And you trying to bring back slavery. You want me to be a slave, a whore, a robot. Oh, I don't know. I'm not none of those things. I'm not a mammy. I'm a mom. I'm not a nanny. I'm a mom. I'm not a whore. I'm not, because I was a teacher in public schools in New Jersey, South Jersey, and Philadelphia, not in Philadelphia, Delaware County. I worked at a private school in Philly and public schools in the counties. So I literally was like, you know, are you trying to make me Arisa, like that Russian robot that is like a caretaker? Because I get things in the mail all the time about, you know, taking care of like the, you know, elderly people or a factory work on Juneteenth. I thought the post offices were closed. I guess they weren't on Juneteenth. I got a delivery. The post office delivered one postcard, and it was to be a factory worker for Bear. So I'm like, you're trying to turn me into a human robot when I have a bunch of degrees, and then you're burning me and you're raping me and you're twisting my ligaments. This is way past communism. This is what they're trying to push forward in this country. They want me to be the prototype. And literally the prototype to try to make it look like this shit is okay. I don't like getting digi raped. How can I say this? It is, you want me to live my entire life like COVID. I feel like some of the powers that be want you to be disconnected and virtual. That's, to me, that's not love, that's not comfort, that's not anything. I don't know what y'all fucking are doing in this country, but I don't want to be molested and raped digitally, remotely, by a fucking implant for the rest of my life. I'm human. I'm not a robot. And I deserve love that's been chosen, not conditioned, not you breaking my car, sabotaging my car, denying me resources, and then the only person available next to me is the crackhead that just got out of jail. I'm sorry, not I. Well, that's your only option. Like, no, number one, I don't do drugs, okay, at all. And I never, ever, ever aspired to be a criminal. And I know people make mistakes. So that's not the issue. But if you're like chipping women and then you're sabotaging their resources and trapping them in an environment so that they only have the option of the person standing in front of them, that's not a choice. That's a condition. A condition is not choice. So I'm not saying that people can't be nice. I'm not saying that things can't happen by coincidence, but that's not what this is. This is not a coincidence. This is not by chance. This is them being sabotaged, being conditioned, being physically hurt, being raped, being all these things that should not be happening. That's not freedom. That's not democracy. That's someone trying to control your life, control your environment, power tripping, overplaying their cards in a way that they should not be allowed to. You should be worried about your own life and doing things for you and your family and not trying to remote control another black woman's pussy or another black woman's life. You're not helping. You're trying to control. You're not better. You're just in a better situation. So, you deliberately create conditions so that you can pretend that you're better. And actually, I'm not just talking to white people. I'm talking to anyone where the shoe fits, anyone that has anything to do with this technology, the cover up of this technology, anyone that is accessing my body and using this technology on me unlawfully and with against my will and without my consent. So if the shoe fits, if you've accessed this implant in my body and you're the one hurting me, then yes, I'm talking to you. If you're the doctors that snuck this shit in my body and now you're living like a pillar in society while I have to live like a pariah in society, I'm talking to you. If you're the network that orchestrated my surgery and you make millions of dollars while me and my kids live in a house without water, I'm talking to you. If you're the police that I've called and asked you to have an investigation open up against Allegheny Health Network and West Penn Hospital for putting an implant in my body, burning me, stabbing me, choking me, raping me, the same thing that they could do to your wife or daughter, I'm talking to you. If you're the person that I wrote a letter to in DC, the lawyers committee and the attorney general of Pennsylvania in 2016 and the general counsel of Pennsylvania in 2016 and the Department of Welfare in 2016, these are people that I wrote letters to. And then you just didn't read my letter or you just ignored my letter. I'm talking to you. So it's like if the shoe, I'm not talking to everybody. So I don't do broad brushes on people. I know that there's good, kind people out there. I meet them every day. Thank God for those people. But there are also evil, disgusting people who have broken the law and they're allowed to get away with it. And they're crunching and punishing. And I live in a punitive environment where people feel like if you don't do what we say, we're going to cut your water off. If you speak out about us burning and raping you, we're going to sabotage your car. I live in a very punitive environment and it's slick the way things are being done. And, our resources are being cut and things are happening. And then they're trying to make me look like a buffoon in public because they're hurting me. And then they're sabotaging the things that I need and use, like to pick up my daughter. My daughter was not happy. And then she kept badgering me about like, why can't we leave? And I told her I had to buy something. And then she was just not happy about it. And then I finally told her, you know, what happened to me and what happened to the car. And that just didn't make anything better because my kids are like tired of hearing about it and I'm tired of feeling it. So everyone is tired of hearing about it and tired of feeling it. I'm tired of it too. I feel like it's made me a pariah and like people probably want me to die. Yes, clearly, because their lives are being ripped apart because of something that was done to me, but and they're affected by it. My son is affected by it. My daughters are affected by it and they haven't done anything. And the way that they live this way because of the way that I live. And I live this way because the people, the wealthy executives and surgeons and doctors somehow get to remain above our constitution. They live well. They live in nice homes. They have nice incomes. You know, they paid them a lot of money to put this implant in my body. But then they learned a lot with this technology in my body. And then they denied me and my kids the same entitlements when they know they put microwave technology in my body. So it seems really evil. It doesn't seem evil. It's fucking evil what they've done to me. But anywho, I don't spend my whole day thinking about this. I try not to. But again, whoever keeps accessing this implant in my body wants to make themselves relevant in every sector of my life. If I smile too much, they somehow want to be a part of that. And it's real creepy. It's real creepy because it's like hate and obsession at the same time. I literally feel like who's hurting me, they're obsessed with me. And they hate me at the same time because I reject what is being done to me. It's not a choice. It's a condition. You're trapping women and it's not fair. And it's
disgusting and it's desperate and it's evil. Remember, you snuck an implant in my body. So please don't say that I'm desperate. You lied, orchestrated a surgery and snuck a fucking implant in my body that does these things to me. So whoever is doing this to me is fucking desperate. And they're I say things that reject what is being done to me, and then I get hurt even more. So it's I can't believe that this is happening in the United States of America. I keep saying that. I can't wait. But, you know, I can learn. I'm switching topics. I can't wait to the halftime show. I try not to be miserable all day. I try not to be miserable all day. You only get one life to live, right? I write my manuscript. I've had a lot of other intellectual property designs, ideas. I have 2 U.S. patents. Some of the things that I've written, my PhD papers have been stolen from and put in movies like The Witcher, X-Men. My recordings from 2015, 2016 are in X-Men Phoenix. I didn't get any royalties for that. The lines for my recordings is in Tolkien when he was sitting with his girlfriend and he was talking about how language is formed. You know, I didn't get royalties for that either. Those are from my 2017 recordings. My words is like all over the place, but still my kids and I are living in poverty. So, you know, people say, well, you know, because we work hard. Well, writing is working hard. You know, my audio recordings and language is script writing is working hard. Script writers and writers, they get paid for their words. And my words have been stolen. So if I've worked hard, as far as I'm concerned, my body is working hard. My pussy is working hard. Someone is remote accessing my pussy. I'm not getting paid for that either. So when people say, well, I work hard, bitch. I do this, bitch. Well, I keep watching these movies from Hollywood with all my lines in it from my recordings. Those are my words from my pain. I worked hard. Where's my fucking royalties? Especially from Phoenix, from when Charles said, which he said to the girl about, you know, it's 2 ways to use something. When he said something about the pen, he said, you can either use the pen this way or that. That's right out of my recordings when I said, you can have a knife. You can have a knife to carve a beautiful statue, or you can use it to do something. The way you use something changes its context. I said it repeatedly. And then the whole thing about chaos and pain and gestalt, right from The Witcher. And I know The Witcher is based on a book, but that whole chaos thing, that is from my PhD papers, my cafe submissions. So when you say, you know, we work hard and y'all get rewarded, I worked hard too, and I'm not being rewarded, and my words are being stolen and copied from my recording. So, you know, anywho, either way, I'm a millionaire. You know, I can feel it in my gut, you know, but, I'm excited to watch the halftime show. And I try to not, like I said, I don't want to be a bringer of misery. I do like freedom. I cherish it. And I cherish it, I think, more than any other American, because I don't have that. And I miss that. And I know what that looks like and what it feels like. And so, yeah, I like seeing people happy. I'm not... But I do feel like hate has inserted itself in my body and it's being used in a very hateful way. And I make no preconceived notions as to the color or the sex of the person that is remote accessing this implant in my body. I just make some preconceived notions to the fact that they're trying to, they're coveting my body and they want the science and they want to take full credit for the science and they want to cover up what they've done to me. Did I say that? And they don't want to give me restitution while I'm alive for what they've done to me, or else they wouldn't be using on me this way. Me and my kids wouldn't be living here without water. And they wouldn't be trying to sabotage the things around me. And someone might say, well, you know, it's a lot that could be said about things, but if someone is, you know, constantly, for no reason at all, using technology to hurt you, for no reason at all, just using it that way, you don't know how you will respond to that either. So, and I have used my theory of association. I use it all the time. I used it yesterday when I was at Staples. I used it when I was at Subway. It was hard to use it at Walmart yesterday because my daughter was upset because she had worked long hours despite her chest hurting, and she wanted to go home. So you might see some interactions between us, but she kept badgering me and questioning me about the circumstances we were in. And then the day before, I was getting burned. I had to go to Walmart again to pick up my daughter. And then my son gets in a car accident somewhere else. And now something's going on with my car. So it's a lot going on here. And yeah, I'm in this recording now.